himself.
Okay, and so then he would go, so then he?
He would do it. He would help himself.
Okay. If food's been cooked and served a second time, you say it's been?
Reheated?
Reheated, or another way of saying that, warmed over?
Warmed over, yeah.
Okay, and then that food, if you're having it, you call that what? Food itself? Yesterday we had a roast, and today we're having?
Hash.
Leftovers?
Leftovers, yeah.
Leftover. Okay, if then you say you put food in your mouth and you begin to?
Put food in my mouth, begin to chew.
Okay, and so, let me see. So he, if you're talking about somebody else, he?
Chewing.
Okay, and every day he?
Chews.
Okay, and yeah, that's good. no, one more. Yesterday he?
Ate, chewed.
Okay. Let me see. Now then, a dish made out of boiled corn and some kind of liquid, maybe water, maybe milk. You have a name for that?
Yes. Creamed corn.
Okay. What about mush?
Mush is all right, but it's not really good. mush is... It's too close to grits, and grits comes from Panama, so mush.
Okay. Mush would be...
too mushy.
Yeah, okay. What about, have you ever heard that called anything else? Have you ever heard it called kush or kush-kush?
No, but if you mix it with butter beans, it's called succash.
Okay. Let me see. And okay, if you have peas and beets and... corn and other things all together, a collective name for those is what?
Gump.
No, just the thing thrown in the garden. You have a...
Oh, just a conglomeration of vegetables.
Okay, yeah. And then the place where you grow them, you call the...
garden.
Okay. And you mentioned grits. Now, if you have the big ones like this that are white, you call...
That's white. That's big hominy.
Okay. And you call that big hominy?
That's always. Big hominy.
Yeah.
And the other's hominy grits, because okay. It all comes from corn anyway. They ain't anything but corn kernels. But I like big hominy.
Uh-huh.
You can't eat much of it. It's heavy.
Yeah. What about the other thing? Usually around this part of the country, if you're having, you don't have meat and potatoes, you have meat and what?
Rice.
Okay. And... then, now here's something you might not, you mentioned beer earlier.
Yeah.
What are some of the names for the kind of cheap whiskey and so on that they grow, that they make out in the country here?
Corn whiskey.
Corn whiskey.
Uh-huh. Corn whiskey. Hooch. corn liquor. I think is the best word for it.
The most common word?
Yes. Corn liquor. I've got some that's about 20 years old, and I bet it's 200% proof.
Really?
I got from a bootlegger. One of the attendants at the Linwood, where I was working, was a bootlegger.
Huh.
On his own land, and he got by with it for years and years and years, and he made some white lightning is another word, white lightning. And I tell you, one year, I ran out of bourbon. I was making eggnog for a Christmas party, and I put some of this corn whiskey in it. I'm telling you the truth. It nearly knocked their heads off. I was so scared because I thought I'd go have a house full of drunken people. I'm not going to know what to do with them.